继续学习呢，从创世纪里约瑟的故事。
And so today we're going to see a little bit about Joseph's rule in Egypt and the logic of it all.
所以呢，就是今天呢，我们学习呢，就是关于约瑟他统治埃及，并且随之而来的一些逻辑。
So welcome to all who are here, including Ying on the video on Zoom. We're happy that you're here, Ying.
也欢迎所有来到这里的人，我们也欢迎那个 Ying 呢，在那个 Zoom 上加入我们，特别欢迎你。
Very good. And Lucy's just joined us. Very nice.
Lucy 也刚刚加入我们，非常的好。
So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll study together.
我们现在祷告，然后开始学习。
Lord, we're thankful that we can consider the truth of your word.
主主啊，我们非常感恩的是，我们可以学习您的话。
And we're thankful that we serve a God who not only loves us, but he loves all the world.
所以我们非常感恩的是呢，那个我们服侍的那位神不仅仅只爱我们，爱整个世界，他也。
And we just pray that you'll help us as we study these scriptures together this afternoon.
所以我们就祷告求您呢，就是当我们今天下午学习这些经文的时候呢，您会帮助我们。
Bless us, we pray. Help us in all that we do. We ask in Jesus' name.
所以呢，求您呢赐福给我们，我们祷告也帮助我们，我们所做的一切，就是说是我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So our study this afternoon is Genesis chapter 47.
今天学习的是《创世纪》第四十七章。
Genesis 47, and we're going to start reading in verse 5.
我们要从第五节开始读。
We'll pick up the story. It begins by saying, Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land.Let them dwell in the land of Goshen, and if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock.
因为我们从第五节开始读，第五节说呢，法老对约瑟说，你父亲和你的弟兄来到你这里来。第六节说，埃及地都在你面前，只管叫你父亲和你弟兄住在国中最好的地，他们可以住在歌山地。你要知道他们中间有什么能人，就派他们来看管我的牲畜。
Now it's interesting that the blessing of God was upon Joseph.
所以非常有意思是呢，神的赐福呢降在约瑟身上。
And through Joseph on Pharaoh.
所以通过约瑟呢也降在法老身上。
And through Joseph also on Joseph's family.
同样呢，通过约瑟呢降在约瑟的家人身上。
With Jesus as our Savior, the blessings flow to us and through us and around us.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他是我们的救主，这样的赐福呢，通过我们也在我们身上，也降在我们周围的人身上。
Now Joseph didn't really understand 10 years ago what was going on. He didn't know.
所以约瑟呢，他不理解十年之前呢，他根本就不知道到底会发生什么。
Pharaoh didn't know.
法老也不知道。
The Egyptians didn't know.
埃及人也不知道。
And Joseph's family didn't know.
约瑟的家人也不知道。
But we know this.
但是我们知道这一点。
If Jesus is our Lord and Savior, he is going to bring his program, and his program will be very good.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督是我们的主和救主呢，他会把他的那个程序带到我们身上，那么说他的程序是非常好的。
And so I liken myself often to a little child.
所以呢，我就说我自己呢，经常呢，我像个小孩子一样。
And the child wakes up in the morning and says, "What are we going to do today, Daddy?"
一个小孩呢，早上醒来说呢，爸爸，今天我们要做什么呢
？And he doesn't know.But daddy has something good planned for the little boy today.
所以那个小孩他不知道那个父亲呢在一天里有一个好的计划对这个小孩子。
And more and more in my life, when I wake up in the morning, I have to say, Lord Jesus, What are we going to do today? What is it you want for me today?
一次又一次，一次又一次，我会经常的早上醒来说呢，主耶稣啊，你要我今天做什么？我今天应该做点什么？
And sometimes it's hard work, and sometimes it's easy.
有时候呢是工作呢很艰难，有时候呢比较容易。
But we say, I would rather have Jesus run my life than run it myself.
所以呢，我就说呢，我宁愿让主耶稣基督来经营我的人生，而不是我自己来经营。
Verse 7 now says, Then Joseph brought in his father Jacob and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
这个里面第七节说呢，约瑟领他父亲雅各进到法老面前，雅各就给法老祝福。Okay,
so Jacob for the last few years has been hiding in the land of Canaan, and the famine has been strong. He's watched his fortune diminish greatly.
所以这个时候，当时呢，雅各呢，他在过去的几年呢，就躲在那个迦南地，因为迦南地呢有那个饥荒，所以他的财产呢减了很多。
And the greatest power in the world at that time was Egypt. And no doubt Jacob thought a lot about the Pharaoh of Egypt.
这个里面当时呢，埃及在当时的世界上是最有最大权力的国家。那么说呢，法雅各肯定一直都在想着法老。
So, amazingly, he finds Joseph is the second in command. Pharaoh is the ruler, and Joseph brings Jacob to Pharaoh. Jacob, the old man, walks in and speaks to
Pharaoh. 把雅各带来见法老。
Now amazingly, the verse ends with the line that Joseph, Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
所以非常有意思的是，这一句最后一句说，雅各就给法老祝福。
And now the principle in Scripture is simple: the greater blesses the weaker, or the weaker is blessed by the greater.
这个里面呢，就是圣经里的原则呢，总是这样的，就是说是那些大的呢，就是祝福给弱的，弱的被大的祝福。Who
is the greater person?
这里谁是最大的
？Jacob or Pharaoh?
雅各或者是法老。Pharaoh
was the greatest in the eyes of the world, but Jacob was far greater in the eyes of God.
所以呢，就是法老在世界人的眼里呢，他是伟大的。那么说呢，雅各呢，在神的眼里远远要伟大过法老。And
so Jacob blessed Pharaoh, wasn't the other way around at all.
所以呢，雅各呢给法老祝福，并没有说是反过来的。So
if you got news this morning that you were going to meet Mark Carney or Donald Trump this afternoon, what would you say to them when you got there?
因为你今天早晨呢接到个电话说你今天下午要去见马可那个卡尼或者说是唐纳德川普，那么你见到他们你会说什么呢？
You get 5 minutes with Donald Trump. What are you going to say?
如果能跟Donald Trump说5分钟话，你会说什么？
You might say, "Excuse me, Mr. Trump, but would you mind if I prayed for you? Let's just pray right now. I want to pray for you."
所以你就会说呢，啊，川普先生，你介不介意呢？我为你祷告。所以呢，我们花点时间，我们来一起祷告吧。Well,
that's basically what Jacob did. Jacob said, "Pharaoh, you might be Pharaoh, but you don't know. I know the God of heaven." That's how Joseph is here. I know the God of heaven. We know the God of heaven. Pharaoh, I would like to tell you about God, and he blessed Pharaoh.
所以这个就是雅各在这里所做的。他说呢，法老，我知道你，我是那个神，我的神在天上，这就是为什么约瑟在这里，这就是为什么我们在这里。所以呢，我要来为你祷告。所以呢，就是说是雅各祝福法老。
There's a day coming, isn't there, when you're going to meet a lot of people that you knew before, and you're going to say to them, they're going to say, how come you're blessed and I'm not?
就是有那个时候将会逮到，是不是咯？ 但你碰到以前你认识的很多人的时候，那他们会问你，你怎么会如此蒙福，我却没有呢？
At the end of life, the Bible says very often, the last shall be first, the first shall be last.
因为圣经里呢说呢，后来的必在先，先来必在后。
Pharaoh is the first.
法老是说在先的。
And Jacob is the greater.
雅各呢是更大的。
That's absolutely wonderful.
这是绝对奇妙的。
Verse 8, Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage.
第八节说，那法老问雅各说：“你多大年纪了？”雅各对法老说：“我继续在世的年日是130岁，我一生的年日又少又苦，不及我父辈在世寄居的年日。”
Was Jacob proud?
雅各呢，骄傲吗？
No.
没有。
Thankful, but Jacob certainly wasn't proud.
所以非常感恩，但是肯定呢，雅各没有骄傲。
And he says, like many Christians, I'm not as great as my fathers.
所以他就说呢，就是说是说的话，像很多基督徒说的话，说我没有父辈的大。
It's good to hold your spiritual fathers in high esteem.
所以这个也是非常好的，如果呢，你把你的属灵的父亲放在最高的位置。
What am I saying here? Just give me this moment. Jacob says to Pharaoh that my days have been few. My fathers were great. My days, he says, few and evil have been the days of the years of my life.
这个里面的意思就是说，雅各在你说呢，我的年日少，我的父辈呢他是多，所以呢，我一生的年日又少又苦。
What was true of the life of Jacob?
那么雅各的人生是什么样的？
Were his days ever evil?
他的日子是苦的吗？
Yes. Did he ever do things in his life that he shouldn't have done?
是。 他在他的人生中做过他不应该做的事情吗？
Yes.
也是。
Was the Lord merciful to him?
所以主对他是不是大有怜悯呢？
Yes.
是。
Verse 10 says, so Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh.
所以第十节说呢，雅各又给法老祝福，就从法老面前出去了。
Twice we're told that Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
这里被告知两次，雅各呢给法老祝福。
Keep saying good things about God in the context of those you're speaking to.
现在一直要跟别人讲神的美善，当你和别人谈话的时候。
Tell them about Jesus.
告诉他们主耶稣。
And then pray for them.
要为他们祷告。
And I've told you about the day I met Mr. So-and-so.
就告诉过你们有一天呢，我碰到那个某某先生。
And I said, oh, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you for a long time. Let's go, we'll have coffee.
所以我说非常高兴看到你，我很久没看到你了，我们一起出去喝杯咖啡怎么样？
And I said to him, by the way, I said, you know, you haven't been walking closely with the Lord recently. What's wrong?
所以我就跟他说呢，最近呢，你好像跟主走的不近，那么说有什么不对吗？
Oh, he said, I don't believe that anymore.
他说我不再相信了。He
was a big guy.
他是个大人物。He
was handsome.
他长得很帅。He
would have played really well on a rugby team or on a football team.
所以呢，他在那个就是 rugby 的那个球队里会是一个非常好的队员，或者说在橄榄球队里也是个非常好的球队员。
He was very confident.
他非常的自信。
And we chatted for a while. He said, Harold, I don't believe that Bible anymore.
因为我们聊了一会儿, 他说哈尔德我不再相信圣经了。
I said to him, well, Nick, why don't you and I just pray right now?
所以我就跟他说呢, 那为什么我们现在就一起祷告一下呢?
And I prayed with him. I prayed out loud. He listened.
然后我为他祷告, 然后大声地为他祷告, 他在听。
And I asked the Lord to be merciful to him, and to change him, and to bless him.
我祈求主呢, 对他大声怜悯, 那个祝福他改变他。
And when I stopped praying, I looked up.
当我停止祷告以后, 我抬头看他。
And the tears were flowing down his face.
他脸上呢, 就是说, 充满了泪水。
And I said, here's this man, he's a big man, he was a rich man, he had all kinds of things.
我这里有个人, 他是一个大人物, 他非常有钱, 他拥有几乎一切。
But when I prayed for the Lord's blessing in his life, it melted him to tears.
当我祷告, 就是说神呢, 就有怜悯在他的人生中呢, 他被融化了, 眼泪出来了。
Keep praying for, keep encouraging, keep talking to your friends about the fact that God is good and he wants to be good to them.
你要一直告诉你的朋友, 告诉你周围的人, 神是良善的, 又会, 神会呢, 就是对他们好。
Verse 11, and Joseph situated his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded.
于是一节说约瑟遵照法老的命把埃及最好的地就是南塞境内的地给他父亲和弟兄居住作为产业。
What had God in mind for Joseph's brothers? Answer, the best of the land.
所以呢就是神呢就是他会考虑到约瑟的他的弟兄们呢答案是给他最好的地。
What does God want to give you and me?
所以神想要给你我什么?
The best.
最好的。
Okay, do you believe that?
你相信这一点吗?
Let God give you what he wants to give you. You'll find it's the best.
所以呢神呢赐给你, 当他想要赐给你的东西以后呢, 你会发现那是最好的。
Verse 12, then Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with bread, according to the number of their families.
第十二节说呢, 耶稣用粮食奉养他父亲和他弟兄并他父亲的全家, 都是照各家的人口奉养他们。
A marvelous picture of the love of God for you and me.
这是一个非常奇妙的这样的一个画面, 就是神对你我的爱。
Is God going to bless you tomorrow?
神会, 在明天赐福你吗?
These brothers, they were up in Canaan. I think they figured they were going to starve to death.
这些他的哥哥们呢, 他们当时呢, 在, 迦南上面, 但是呢, 他们, 认为呢, 他们都会饿死。
They would lose their cattle, they lose their herds, they lose the whole thing. What did God have in store for them?
他们会失去他们的羊, 牛, 失去他们所有的牲畜, 失去了他们所有东西, 你认为他们会怎么样吗?
The best of the land and all the provisions that they would require.
现在就是给他们在前地最好的东西, 和他们最想要的比。
God has got good things for you.
神呢, 有美物给你们。
Rest in that.
在这里有安息。
Enjoy that.
在这里要喜乐。
And let God do amazing things for you.
让神在你, 为你做神奇的事。
I gotta tell you, I keep telling you stories, I did a little bit of a review of my life.
我就是想跟大家讲故事，我一直跟大家讲我的故事，我回顾了一下我的人生。
And so my life, the story of my life goes like this.
所以我人生的故事呢，是像这样的，就是这样。
So I said, well, what about those things? How did those things get in there?
因为我觉得自己说呢，这些东西在哪里？这为什么有这些事情发生在我人生里
？Okay, and so my life goes like this.
因为我的人生就像这样。
But God comes into my life like this.
但神进入我们人生，所以就成了这样。
And I say, thank you, Lord, that was very kind.
我说那感谢主啊,
Some people see these and they say, oh, Harold, that's very good.
有些人看见了这个,就是,
How did those things get there?
这样的事情怎么出现在这里?
God put them there.
神放在那里的。
Okay, the summary of my life is blah, but the goodness of God.
现在在我的人生的总结是 blah，但是神进来了以后就是这样的。
Let God be good to you.
让神对你行美事。Thank
him when he is good to you.
你要感谢他当他在你身上行美事的时候。
And I think these guys felt the same thing. God was good to them. He provided for them all they needed and far more.
我认为呢，这些人呢，他们就是说是就是这样想的，神呢供应了他们，而且供应的远远超过他们所需要的。
Now what about the rest of the world?
那么在世界其他地方会发生什么？
What was Joseph's Egyptian name?
这约瑟的埃及名字是什么？
Zaphnath-Paneah.
Zaphnath-Paneah.
Did you memorize that?
你记住了吗？
Zaphnath-Paneah. What's Zaphnath-Paneah mean?
那么Zaphnath-Paneah是什么意思呢?
Savior of the world.
世界的救主。
Joseph was good to his father and his family and to Pharaoh and
所以呢,约瑟呢,对他的家人,他的父亲,他法老,还有谁呢?
To the Egyptians.
对埃及人也好。
So verse 13, now there was no bread in all the lands, for the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the grain which they bought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house.
第十三节第十四节说呢，第十三节饥荒甚大，全地的绝了粮，甚至埃及地和迦南地的人因那饥荒的缘故都饿昏了。约瑟收集了埃及地和迦南地所有的钱，就是众人买粮的钱。约瑟就把那钱带到法老的家里。What
did Joseph do? He sold the grain to the Egyptians.
约瑟做的什么呢？ 他把那个粮食呢都卖给了埃及人。And
the Egyptian didn't have a lot of money. He sold them the grain, and in that first year, he sold them the grain for the money they had.
所以呢，就是当时的埃及人呢并没什么钱，所以呢他把那些东西呢都卖给他们了，卖给他们把那些钱都收来了。So
he took the money and gave it to Pharaoh.
所以他把那个钱呢给了法老。
Now verse 15, so when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money is gone.
求你给我们粮食,我们为什么死在你面前呢?
Then Joseph said, give your livestock, and I will give you bread for your livestock if the money is
gone. So
they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses and flocks and cattle and herds and for donkeys. Thus he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year.
第十七节说，于是他们把牲畜赶到约瑟那里，约瑟就拿粮食换了他们的牛羊驴马，那一年银换他们的一切的牲畜，就用粮食养活了他们。Who
was getting rich?
谁变得有钱了？Pharaoh。法老。
Do you think Pharaoh was thankful for Joseph?
你认为那个法老他会感激那个约瑟吗？
You think maybe sometimes he said to him, Joseph, appreciate you. We'd like to give you a little bonus.
因为有时候呢，有时候会跟约瑟说，约瑟呢非常感谢你，所以呢我要给你多发点奖金。
Remember, Pharaoh gave to Joseph the land of Goshen, the best of the land for his family.
并且记得呢，就是说约瑟呢，把哥三弟给了他的家人，这是当时他埃及地最好的一块地。
Why did you do that?
为什么要那么做呢？
Well, in part because Joseph was giving him everything in the land.
除此之外呢，是因为呢，约瑟呢，把在所有的地上呢，给了他一切。
It's one thing to be king, it's another thing to have all the riches.
所以呢，你做国王是一回事儿，那么说呢，你有所有的这样的财富又是另外一回事儿。
Verse 18, when the year had ended, they came to him the next year and said, We will not hide from my lord that our money is gone. My lord also has all our herds of livestock. There's nothing left in the sight of my lord but there are bodies and our lands.
第十八节说，那一年过去，第二年他们又来见约瑟，说我们不瞒我主，我们的钱都花尽了，牲畜也归了我主，我们在我主面前除了我们的身体和田地之外一无所剩。
But they were starving, verse 19. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. Give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land may not be desolate.
第十九节说，你何忍见我们人死地荒呢？求你用粮食买我们和我们的地，我们和我们的地就要给法老效力，又求你给我们种子，使我们得以存活，不致死亡，地土也不致荒凉。
So they spent all their money, and they've given up all their livestock. The only thing left is their lives and their land. So they say, Joseph, we're going to give you those. You keep feeding us money.
这个里面呢，
feeding us food, rather.
这个里面呢，他们呢花光了他们所有的钱，又把所有他们的牲畜都给出去了。那么现在他们仅剩下的就是他们自己的身体和地，所以他们说呢，约瑟，我们现在连这个也给你，所以求你给我们食物。
Then Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for every man of the Egyptians sold his field.Because the famine was severe upon them, so the land became Pharaoh's.
第二十节说，于是约瑟为法老买了埃及所有的地，埃及人因被饥荒所迫，各都卖了自己的田地，那地就都成了法老的。
And as for the people, he moved them into the cities from the end of the borders of Egypt to the other end.
第二十一节说呢，至于百姓，从埃及这边直到埃及那边，约瑟都将他们搬到各城里。
Only the land of the priests of Egypt he did not buy, for the priests had rations allotted to them by Pharaoh, and they ate their rations which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore, they did not sell their lands.
唯有祭司的地约瑟没有买，因为祭司有法老所得的长俸，他们吃法老所给的长俸，所以他们不卖自己的地。
So then Joseph said to the people, Indeed, I have bought you and your land this day for Pharaoh. Look, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land, and it shall come to pass in harvest that you shall give one-fifth to Pharaoh. Four-fifths shall be your own as seed for the field and for your food, for those of your households and for your little ones.
第二十三节说呢。约瑟的百姓说，我今天为法老买了你们和你们的地，看了这里有种子给你们，你们可以种地，后来长粮食的时候，你们要把五分之一纳给法老，四分可以归给你们做地里的种子，也做你们和你们家人及孩童的食物。
So now Pharaoh ends up owning all the lands, and the tenants who used to own the lands, theycontinue on the lands, they can work the lands, but they must give one-fifth of the produce to Pharaoh. That's the rent they had to pay for the land.
这里面呢，现在的法老呢拥有了所有的地，那些迦南人他们从前拥有他们的地，现在地了归法老，所以呢，他们必须把地产的五分之一纳给法老，作为他们租法老地的租金。
So verse 25, so they said, you have saved our lives, let us find favor in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to this day that Pharaoh should have one-fifth, except for the land of the priests only, which did not become Pharaoh's.
第二十五节说呢, 他们说你救了我们的性命, 但愿我们在我主眼前蒙恩, 我们就做法老的仆人。 于是约瑟为埃及地定下了常例, 直到今日, 法老必得五分之一, 唯独祭司的地, 不归法老。
So Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions there, and grew, and multiplied exceedingly.
第二十七节说, 以色列住在埃及的歌山地, 他们在那里植了产业, 并且加增极其繁多。
So under the leadership of Joseph, the blessing went to all.
因为在那个约瑟的领导下，那个福气遍布所有的人。
The Egyptians' lives were spared, and Joseph's family were blessed.
因为埃及人的性命得以保留，约瑟的家人呢得到了赐福。
And it's a picture of what happens to the world when Jesus is in charge.
这个呢就是一个画面，当主耶稣基督掌管一切的时候呢，世界应该的样子。
The blessings of God to all, but especially the blessings of God to those who are in God's family, to the Christians.
所以呢，就是神的赐福呢，会赐给所有的人，但是呢，特别的赐福呢，会赐到神的家人，就是那些基督徒们。
And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the length of Jacob's life was
147 years. 第二十八节,
All right, so we learn a lot about his life. Interestingly, we learn now about his death.
因为我们学到了很多的关于他的一生，但是现在非常有意思的是，我们读到了他的死。It's
interesting, very often the death of the people of God is a very important part of their lives.
这个呢非常有意思的是，足够有意思的是呢，就是说是神的家人、神的子民呢，他们的死在他的一生中是占非常重要的地位。We
had a man who came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel years ago.
多年前呢，我们有一个人呢来到第十六街福音教会。
And among others, he was one of the men who actually built parts of this building.
除了其他事情以外呢，就是他实际上是建造这个教堂的人之一。
He was a carpenter. He put the windows in and a lot of other things. Finished the building off.
他是个木匠，所以呢，他把这些窗户粘上，还有其他东西呢，很多东西把它装在一起。And
then he died.
然后他死了。
He had several grandchildren who were in the congregation at the chapel at that time.
还有呢，就是好几个孙子辈的，当时呢，就是说也在我们教堂里，跟我们一起团契。They
used to call him Papa.
他们通常把他叫Papa。And
when he died, they had a little slogan about him that went like this.
所以当他死了以后呢，有一条标语是这样的。They
said of him, Papa taught us how to live.
所以呢，Papa教我们怎样去活。And
then he taught us how to die.
然后呢，他教导我们怎样去死。Well,
that's important, isn't it?
这是非常重要，是不是？
You want to know how to live, you want to know how to die.
你要知道怎样去活呢，你要知道怎样去死。And
Jacob died very well.
所以呢，雅各死得非常好。Verse
29.
第二十九节,
when the time drew near that Israel must die, his name is changed now. When the time drew near that Israel must die, took him a long time to live up to that name, but he did.
以色列的死期临近了，以色列呢，现在的名字呢，就是已经改成叫以色列了。他呢，活了很久，本来他应该叫以色列，所以都一直没叫，现在叫他以色列了。He
called his son Joseph and said to him, Now, if I have found favor in your sight, please put your hand under my thigh and deal kindly and truly with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt.
所以呢，他叫了他的儿子约瑟来说：“我若在你眼前蒙恩，请你把手放在我的大腿底下，用慈爱和诚实待我，请你不要将我葬在埃及。”
Okay, so he calls his son Joseph to him. He says, I'm going to die. This is what I want you to do.
现在把他的儿子约瑟叫来说：“我快死了，这是我要你做的事情。”
He says, first thing I want you to do is put your hand under my thigh.
所以呢，首先呢，我要你做的是把你的手放在我大腿底下。
So if you were Joseph, how would you do that?
所以呢，如果你是约瑟，你怎么做的？
Okay, your father's sitting there.
你的那个父亲坐在那里。
And all you gotta do is put your hand under his thigh.
你所以要做的是把你手放在他大腿底下。
I don't quite know how to do that.
所以我不知道我怎么把手放进去。
And if you were to say to me, if you were to say to me, put your hand under my thigh, I'd say, I'm a little embarrassed. I don't want to put my hand on your thigh.
你就说，如果你告诉我，你说呢？啊，把我你的手放在我大腿底下，我说啊，我非常的尴尬，我不知道怎么样呢，我可以把手放在你的大腿底下。
And I think if I were going to do that, probably what I'd have to do is get down on my knees, and then I could put my hand under your thigh.
所以呢，我说呢，如果我必须那么做的话呢，我首先呢，我必须跪下，跪下以后呢，然后才能把手放在你的大腿底下。
Would I be a little embarrassed doing it?
所以呢，我这么做对你来说，你会感到尴尬吗？
Yeah.
也会。
Would it symbolize sincerity on my part if I did do it?
如果我真的做了，就是在我这一边呢，是不是表示出来呢，我的极大的真诚呢？
And you say, yes, I want you to do this. I want you to remember, I'm going to ask you to do something. I want you to do it. And I'm down on my knees and I'd say, okay, yes, I'll do it.
因为你就会说呢，我要你这么做呢，是我要你记得，记得呢，就是说我也非常认真的要求你这么去做。那么说呢，你如果真的这么做了呢，那么说呢，你就会记得。我说是，好吧，如果我想做，我就说我会这么做的。
He says, please do not bury me in Egypt.
他说，请不要把我葬在埃及。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
I think it's important. Where are you going to be buried?
我认为是重要的，你要葬在哪里？
Okay. Frankly, I think I'd like to be buried.
所以呢，坦率地说呢，我喜欢被埋葬。
If I die, don't leave me at the side of the road.
如果我死了，不要把我丢在路边。
I'd like to be buried.
我想被埋葬。
I'd like to be buried in a respectable manner.
我要以一种有尊严的方式被埋葬。
We're not there yet, but we're going to get there. We're going to see that very few people have ever had a more elaborate and wonderful burial than Jacob.
第六个里面呢，就是说我们还没到那里，很快就会到。那么说呢，就是我们会发现呢，很多人呢，他们就像约瑟一样呢，有很尊严的葬礼。
He says, "But let me lie with my fathers. You shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place." And Joseph said, "I will do as you have said."
第三十一说，我与我父辈同睡的时候，你要将我带出埃及，葬在他们所葬的地方。约瑟说，我必照你所说的行。
Does death end it all?
所以那个死亡会终结一切吗？
Most people in the world today would say, when you die like a dog.
所以大多数在世界上人说，那你死了，你就死了，像个狗死了一样。
People of God don't say that.
所以是神的子民不这么说。
People of God say, I'm going to heaven.
所以神的子民说我会去天堂。
But the people of God also say, we honor you, and we honor your body.
所以呢，属神的人同样又说呢，我尊重你，我同样尊重你的遗体。
Jacob said, when my grandmother died, Abraham bought a field for her to die in, or to be buried in.
雅各说呢，当我的奶奶死的时候，爷爷买了一块地葬她。
And then Abraham was buried there.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕也埋在那里。
And Isaac was buried there.
以撒也葬在那里。
And Jacob said, I'm part of that family. I want to be buried with my forebears.
所以呢，雅各说呢，我是这个家庭的一员，所以我要与我的先人葬在一起。
Verse 31, then Jacob said to Joseph, swear to me. And Joseph swore to him. So Israel bowed himself on the head of the bed.
31节说呢，他说雅各说呢向我起誓，约瑟就向他起了誓，于是以色列在床头屈身。
When you die, you probably leave a picture when you die.
所以呢，就是当你死的时候，你想留一个画面，有可能。
What does that picture talk about?
那个画面会讲述什么？
It talks about where you're going to be afterwards.
所以呢，讲述了你在这之后你会去哪里。
Okay, so when I die, by the grace of God, I'm going to be buried.
所以呢，当我死了以后呢？ 借着神的恩典呢，我会被埋葬。
I will be buried in such a way that it'll be almost like planting me.
所以呢，我想呢，被埋葬的那种方式呢，基本上相当于把我种下了一样。
If you take a pea or a bean that you could have had in your lunch and you put that in the ground, what's going to happen in the spring?
所以呢，如果你要就是说中午你吃饭时吃的那个豆子或者豆角。 你把它埋在地里，那么春天来了会怎么样？
Well, a pea plant will grow up.
这就是一个豆角的那个植物会长出来。Or
a bean plant.
这个豆子的那个植物会长出来。So,
when I bury, I want people to say, like Jacob, I want them to be able to say, not long, but there's going to be resurrection. Harold's body's going to rise again. Jacob's body's going to rise again.
当我死了以后，我被埋葬了，我要有些人看到，就会说呢，啊，Harold呢，他被埋葬了，他将会复活，就像约瑟被埋葬了，他会复活一样。Now
when other people die, they burn the body.
但其他的人呢，就死了以后，他们把身体给烧了。What's
that say?
这个说明什么
？No hope.
没有盼望了。Burn
it up.
烧了。It's
all gone.
所以都没了。
Or,
或者,
they might say, after death, there's judgment, and judgment is the lake of fire.
或者他们说呢，在死了以后有审判，审判就是火湖。
Praise the Lord, my future is not the lake of fire. My future is resurrection and a family with Jesus.
所以感谢赞美主，我的将来不是火湖，我的将来是复活，跟主耶稣基督在一起。And
Jacob said, Joseph, this is important.
所以那个雅各跟约瑟说，约瑟，这是非常重要的。I
don't belong in Egypt.
我不属于埃及。I
was promised the land of Canaan.
我的应许之地是迦南。
Don't leave me down in Egypt. Take me to Canaan. Bury me there, and I'll go up with my fathers.
所以呢，不要把我留在埃及，要不我带到那迦南地去。当后来我复活的时候，我要和我的先辈们一起复活。All
right, and so it's important. Jacob says to Joseph, "Swear to me." And he swore, he promised him. He said, Dad, I heard what you say. I will not bury you in Egypt.
这里面呢，这里非常有意思，说呢，你向我起誓，意思就像那起誓，他基本上说呢，跟他的父亲说，父亲，我向你保证，我不会把你埋在埃及地。And
so verse 31 ends with the phrase, so Israel bowed himself on the head of the bed.
所以呢，第31节的结尾说呢，于是以色列在床头屈身。Now
when you go to the book of Hebrews, that little line, the end of the bed, is translated leaning on his staff.
所以呢，就是说是你如果去到那个希伯来书里的话呢，这最后一句话呢，就是说是屈身床头呢，翻译成呢扶着杖头。
And apparently In the Hebrew language, the word bed and staff are very similar.
就是非常明显的是呢，在希伯来的语言里面呢，就是说是这个帐头和那个床呢是非常的那个类似的词。
The consonants are the same. The vowels are implied. Maybe they're a little different, but the consonants are the same.
辅音是一模一样的，那么说呢，元音呢有可能有一点点的区别，但是呢，辅音全部是一样的。
All of which says that it's quite possible both were true, or either one, either Joseph was, Jacob was leaning on his staff while he said this, or he was lying on his bed while he said it.
这里面呢，就是这些所有的都是真的，或者说是呢，那个约瑟呢拄着他的杖头，或者说呢，约瑟呢就是或者是雅各拄着他的杖头，或者约瑟在跪在床头。
Jacob was old.
雅各呢有点老了。
And he was hanging on to his cane. He was holding himself up on his staff.
所以呢，他是拄着拐杖，他就是要呢在拐杖上呢支撑着他。
All of which said he was intelligently active when he was old.
所以呢，所有的就是说，说明当他老的时候，他的行为都是非常明智的。
Pray the Lord that you can be intelligently active when you're old.
所以呢，就是向主祷告，当你呢，就是说是老了以后呢，你的所有的行为都要清醒明智。
One more story.
再讲一个故事。
My friend was visiting another friend when the other friend was old.
我那个朋友呢，去看另外一个朋友，当另外一个朋友老了的时候。
The other friend was so bad that he really couldn't communicate.And when you try to talk to him, he'd go, blah, 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 and he couldn't communicate.
因为那个另外一个朋友呢，当他老了以后呢，他的情况如此的糟，他甚至呢没办法跟你沟通。当你跟他说话的时候，他说不噜噜噜噜。
So my first friend went to visit this second friend who couldn't communicate.
所以我的第一个朋友去拜访这个不能沟通的这个朋友。
And they tried to communicate.And my first friend gave up.
所以他们试图呢沟通啊，我第一个朋友放弃了。
So he said to this old man lying in the bed, he said to him, Leonard, let's pray.
所以呢，在这个躺在床上的这个不能沟通的朋友说呢 ，Leonard， 让我们来祷告。
And so Leonard started to pray.
所以 Leonard 就开始祷告了。
And he prayed the most beautiful prayer.
他祷告了一个最美的一个祷告。
And the other friend said to him, Leonard, that was beautiful. How did you do that?
我的另外一个朋友说是 Leonard， 这个呢非常漂亮，你怎么做到的
？And Leonard said, Okay, the last thing you're going to lose is your ability to communicate with God.
因为最后一件你要失去的就是说你和神之间的沟通。
You have trouble speaking to people when they're really old. Keep talking about Jesus. They'll be with you.
因为当你呢失去了和你周围的人沟通的能力，你老到那个程度的时候呢，一直呢要保持跟别人讲主耶稣。
When you get to be old and sick, the only thing that matters is Jesus.
那你变老了，变生病了以后，唯一重要的事情呢，就是耶稣。
So Jacob, illustrates that for us.
所以呢，雅各把这个呢给我们展示出来了。
Okay, verse 1 of chapter 48.
所以呢，就是48章第一节。
Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, indeed, your father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim.
第一节说，这是以后有人告诉约瑟说，看哪。你的父亲病了，他就带着两个儿子马拉西和以法莲一起去。
And Jacob was told, "Look, your son Joseph is coming to you, and Israel again. His name is Israel. It's marvelous. And Israel strengthened himself and sat on his bed."
也就是有人告诉雅各说，看你的儿子约瑟到你这里来了，以色列就勉强的在床上坐起来，这个很奇妙。
Then Jacob said to Joseph.
然后雅各对约瑟说。
God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said to me, Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make you a multitude of people, and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession.
雅各第一次说，全能的神曾在迦南地的路斯向我显现，赐福于我，对我说，看哪，我必使你生养众多，成为多民，要把这地给你的后裔永远为业。
How long ago was that?
这个呢，持续了多久？
I don't know.
我不知道。
37, 38, probably 3800 years ago.
大概是370或者380年以后。
Who's in that land today?
今天在哪个，谁在那片土地上？
Well, at least 8 million of Jacob's descendants.
最少呢，有就是说600万雅各的后人。
Does God keep his promises?
神呢，信守了他的应许吗？
It's marvelous, isn't it?
这是非常奇妙的，是不是？
All right. He gave it to them for a...Possession. How long the possession?
他们呢把这个地给他的作为那个产业给多长时间呢
Everlasting.
永远为业
So, when you want to see some Jews 300 years from now, where would you go?
所以呢就是说是你要去看从现在起300年后你要去看一些犹太人你准备去哪里
When you go to the land of Israel?
去到以色列那片土地。
That's probably going to be the years of the millennium. They'll be there.
因为有可能就是在千禧年的时候，他们都会在那里。
Verse 5, he says, And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you, came to Egypt, they're mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine.
第五节说，我未到埃及见你之先，你在埃及地所生的以法莲和马拉西这两个儿子是我的，正如牛便和西缅是我的一样。
Okay, so God has a special plan for the sons of Joseph.
所以呢 ，Okay, 神呢有一个特别计划对这个约瑟的两个儿子。
Verse 6, your offspring whom you will beget after them shall be yours, and will be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance.
你在你们以后所生的就是你的，他们可以归于他们弟兄的名下得产业。
So it's inheritance time.
所以现在是得产业的时候了。
Under normal circumstances, when the inheritance is made, how much do you get?
因为在普通的情况下，当那个遗产的时候，你要得多少
？Well, if there's two in the family, you get half, and your brother gets half.
因为如果你家里有两个人呢，那么说呢，你得到一半，你的弟弟得到一半。
Or if there's five in the family, you get 20%, and your siblings get 20% each.
因为如果在家里有五个孩子，那么你得25%。那么其他的你的弟兄姊妹们得25%。
But Joseph, Jacob is saying, Joseph, you're extra special. I'm going to take your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and I'm going to give each of them the same amount as I give to your brothers. So you will inherit twice as much as your brothers because you got...Sorry, I gave the inheritance not to you, but I give it to your two sons.
于这个现在呢，雅各呢对约瑟说呢，约瑟呢现在呢就是说是因为呢就是你所做的事情，我还给你特别的祝福。现在呢，当我给你们分遗产的时候呢，就是说我会给把你的两个儿子当着跟你的弟哥哥们一样，所以呢你会得两份的产业。
Now, the Old Testament custom was that the eldest son got the double inheritance.
就是旧约里面的这个传统是最大的儿子得到双份的遗产。
Reuben was the eldest son. Theoretically, he should have got the double inheritance.
那牛便是最长的儿子，所以呢，理论上他应该得到双倍的遗产。
But Reuben wasn't a very...Honest boy, and Reuben was a sinner, and so God, through Jacob, gave to Joseph the inheritance that Reuben should have got.
但是呢，刘辩呢，他就不是一个好孩子，他呢，犯了罪。那么说呢，神呢，就是借着雅各呢，把那个双倍的遗产给了约瑟。
Verse 7, but as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan, in the way, on the way, when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, which is, and I buried her there in the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem.
第七节说呢，至于我，我从巴旦来到这里的时候，拿结死在我眼前，在迦南地的路上，离以法他还有一大路程，我就把他葬在以法他的路上。以法他就是伯利恒。So
Jacob had a heart. He loved his wife.
所以呢，雅各呢，他有这样的一个爱心，他爱他的妻子。He
honored her children.
他也尊重他的孩子们。But
he honored her in a special way at the end of his life, though she had died probably 35 years earlier.
因为他呢尊重他呢，就是比那个尊重他的孩子呢，更有一个特别的方法。他呢就是通过埋，特别的埋葬他，大概也就三四十年前吧。Then
Israel saw Joseph's sons and said, "Who are these?"
然后呢，那个以色列看到约瑟的孩子，他说他们是谁？
Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons whom God has given me in this place." And he said, "Please bring them to me, and I will bless them."
第八节、第九节、第八节，以色列看见约瑟的儿子们，就是这些是谁？约瑟的他父亲说呢，他们是神在这里给我的儿子。以色列说呢，请你领他们到我跟前，我要给他们祝福。
What is Jacob going to do?
那么雅各会准备做什么？
He's going to bless the sons of Joseph.
他要呢祝福给约瑟的儿子们。What
did he do?
那么他应该做了什么？
He blessed Pharaoh.
他呢祝福呢法老。And
that was important. It's in scripture. Now he's going to bless the sons of Joseph.
这个在圣经里是非常重要的。现在呢，他祝福约瑟的儿子们。
That's important.
这个非常重要。
Do you ever meet somebody who says, you know, I pray often for you?
你有没有碰到某个人，你说呢？啊，你知道吗？我经常为你祷告。
What do you say when you hear that?
那你听到这个，你会怎么说？
You say, thank you, don't stop.
你说谢谢你，不要停止。
Jacob cared and blessed. He blessed Pharaoh, and he's blessing the sons of Joseph.
你这是非常的美好的，约瑟呢，雅各呢，他呢祝福了法老，现在呢祝福约瑟的儿子们。Now
remember, Jacob wanted the blessing of his father.
因为你知道吗？雅各想要从他父亲那里得到祝福。And
he told lies in order to get the blessing of his father.
他为了得到呢他父亲给他祝福，他甚至撒谎。He
said, "I'm my brother Esau."
他说我是我的哥哥以扫。But
he knew blessings were important, and he says, "I'm gonna, God bless me, and I'm gonna pass these blessings on to Joseph's
son."所以呢，雅各知道这个祝福是非常重要的。他说神呢，祝福了我，所以呢，我要把这个祝福呢传下去，祝福给约瑟的儿子们。Now
the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so that he could not see, almost like his father, who couldn't see him. Then Joseph brought them near to him, and he kissed them and embraced them.
第十节说，以色列年纪老迈，眼睛昏暗，就跟他的父亲一样，不能看见。约瑟领他们来到他跟前，他就亲吻他们，抱着他们。And
Israel said to Joseph,
以色列的约瑟说，
It's interesting again. Jacob was given the name Israel when he wrestled with the angel in the middle of the night at the river or the brook Jabbok.
这是非常有意思的是，以色列呢，他得名呢，是当时他在那个叫加各布那个河那旁边跟天使摔跤的时候得到的。And
now at the end of his life, he gets the full blessing of that name.
所以呢，现在呢，在他人生的终结的时候呢，他因为这个名字得到了全部的赐福。
That's parallel to what happened to Simon Peter, isn't it?
你这个呢，就是类似于那个西门彼得的故事，是不是？
Remember, when the Lord first saw Peter, he said to him, "You're Simon. I'm going to call you Peter. You'll be called Peter."
因为你呢，大家都记得主耶稣第一次看到彼得的时候呢，他说你叫西门，所以呢，我要给你改名叫彼得。
And for the rest of the Gospels, Peter is called Simon.
因为在后面的那些福音书里面呢，彼得一直被称之为西门。
Others called him Peter. The Lord called him Simon.
其他人叫他彼得，那么主呢，称他为西门。
And it's after the Lord Jesus rises from the dead that he calls him Peter.
其实当主耶稣基督从死里复活以后呢，他才叫他彼得。
Often takes God a long time to transform us from one character into the other.
所以通常呢，神要花很长的时间，把我们从一个品格变成另一个品
The word Simon simply means a listener, a hearer.
格。因为西门呢，基本上呢，就是听的，意思呢，就是说是你听的。
The word Peter means a rock solid.
那彼得呢，就是一个坚硬的岩石。
And it took a long time for Peter to be with Jesus before Peter became not just a hearer, but a solid rock for God.
所以呢，就是花了很久的时间，让那个彼得呢来到主耶稣基督这里，不仅仅只是一个听众，而是呢，为了神一个坚硬的岩石。
So here he is at the end of his life, and Jacob is being called Israel. Verse 11, Israel said to Joseph, "I had not thought to see your face, but in fact, God is also showing me your offspring."
所以这个里面呢，就是说是到了雅各的人生的快结束的时候呢，他被称之为以色列。第十一节说，以色列的意思说，我想不到得见你的面，看哪，神又使我得见你的儿子。
So Joseph brought them from beside his knees, and he bowed down with his face to the earth.
第十二节说，耶稣把两个儿子从他两膝中间领出来，自己就脸伏于地下拜。
And Joseph took them, both Ephraim with his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him.
第十三节说，随后耶稣又拿着他们两个以法莲在他的右手边，对着以色列的左手；马拉西在他的左手里，对着以色列的右手，领他们到以色列跟前。
Then Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hand knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn.
因为第十四节说，那以色列伸出右手来，就在以法莲的头上。以法莲是次子，他的左手呢按在马拉西的头上，他有意这样交叉双手，因为马拉西是长子。
And then, Jacob blessed Joseph.
然后呢，雅各就给约瑟祝福说。
He says, "God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth."
第十五节说，他就给约瑟祝福说："愿我父亲亚伯拉罕和以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的情，神就是我脱离这一切患难的天使，赐福给这两个童子，愿他们归在我的名下和我父亚伯拉罕和以撒的名下，又愿他们在地上生养众多。"
What is the blessing? The blessing is the blessing that I received from my father and grandfather, that is going to go down, and it's going to go into you, Joseph, to your sons, Ephraim and Manasseh.
所以这个是什么样的福气呢？就是以色列说，那这是我从我的父亲亚伯拉罕、以撒得到的福气，然后呢，通过我呢传给你，然后传到你的两个儿子，就是以法莲和马拉西。
I suppose that's the great hope of all parents, isn't it?
假设这是所有的那些父母的希望，是不是呢？
That the blessing that you received from God be passed on to your children and your grandchildren.
因为你从神那里得到的福气，你想呢传给你的孩子和你的孙子，
Keep praying it.
所以一直要祷告。
Keep doing everything you can to ensure that it's true.
所以呢，就是也要一直去做你的做的事情呢，你要确保它是真的。
And so as you go through life, you keep on saying, Lord, I would like you to bless me, but I want you to bless my children too.
在你人生里呢，你要一直说那主啊，我想要您呢赐福给我，但是呢，我也想要你赐福给我的孩子们。
Verse 17 says, Now, when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head.
就是自己约瑟见他父亲把右手按在以法莲的头上就不喜悦，便提起他父亲的手，要从以法莲的头上挪到马拉西的头上。
So did you get the picture now?
现在你看到这个画面，
Joseph, Jacob, Israel is sitting there.
所以呢，以色列呢，雅各坐在那里。
And Joseph brings up his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim.
所以约瑟呢，带了他的两个儿子马拉西和以法莲。
Manasseh with the right hand and Ephraim with the left hand.
马拉西呢在右手边，以法莲在左手边。
And Jacob says, Now I'm going to bless the boys. And so he blesses the boys.
雅各说呢，我现在要祝福这两个男孩，然后他像这样。
And the right hand blessing goes to the younger boy, Ephraim.
所以呢，他的右手呢放到了小一点那个男孩以法莲身上。
And the father says, Jacob, put your hands back this way. You don't need to cross them. This is the elder.
所以那个约瑟说呢，爸爸，把你的手呢拿回来，你不用交叉手，这边才是长子。
And verse 18 says, And Joseph said to his father, Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But the father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations.
第18节，约瑟对他父亲说：“我父不是这样的，这是长子，请你把右手按在他的头上。”他父亲就拒绝说：“我知道，我儿，我知道，他必成为一族，也必为大。只是他的弟兄将来要比他还大，他弟兄的种子要成为多国。”
So this is the blessing of God. It's interesting. Jacob himself was the younger of the two brothers, Esau a little bit older, Jacob a little bit younger.
所以这时呢，就是说是神的祝福，你知道吗？就是非常有意思。雅各呢，他本来就是小的，以扫呢比他大。
And the blessing of God through Isaac, though Isaac didn't always understand it, but the blessing of God through Isaac was upon Jacob more than on Esau.
因为当时那神的赐福呢，通过那个以撒当时并不理解，但是呢，通过以撒呢，到了那个雅各的头上，而不是在他的哥哥长子以扫头上。
No, the blessing of God here was for both of these brothers.
因为我们注意到，在这里呢，就是说是神的祝福呢，是给他们两个人的。
Was Manasseh blessed?
马拉西得到祝福了吗？
And the answer is yes. Verse 19, he also shall become a people, and he shall be great. Was the younger brother blessed? Yes. But his truly his younger brother shall be greater than he.
第六里面呢，就是说是这是的那个马拉基呢，他是会得到祝福，因为他必成为一族，也必为大。但是呢，他弟弟嘛，以法莲呢，那以法莲将来要比他的哥哥更大，他的弟弟的国呢，要成为众多。
Now note that the blessing referred to here was not a blessing of gaining salvation, a blessing of going to heaven, a blessing of being ordinary in life. The blessing was that the younger son was to get a greater life on earth than the elder.
你认为你要注意到，在这里的祝福呢，并不是说是获得救恩的祝福，并不是说决定了谁呢去不去天堂。那么说呢，这里的祝福呢，主要是注意在，就是说他们在地上的这样的一个生命。那么说呢，这个年小的那个呢，比他年长的那个呢，在地上得到的生命呢要多要大。
God was not, God was basically saying in this instance that both of them would be great, but that Ephraim would be the greater of the two.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这里这个例子呢，神基本上就是告诉我们，他们两个呢都会伟大，但是以法莲呢要比马拉西大。
And if you go through the books of that follow, the books of all the way down through Kings and Chronicles and beyond. Again, you'll find that Ephraim was great, and he was greater than Manasseh. It's a prediction of what is going to follow.
这个里面就是说是，如果你去读那个列王记啦、历代记的话，那你发现在那里面呢，就是说是以法莲呢，就是说是要比马拉西大，因为这里呢，只是一个指出呢，预先指出来了那一点。
So verse 20 says, so he blessed them that day, saying, by you Israel will bless, saying, may God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And thus he said Ephraim before Manasseh.
第二十节说，当日就给他们祝福说，以色列要指着你们祝福说，愿神使你如以法莲、马拉西一样。于是立以法莲在马拉西之前。
Then Israel said to Joseph, behold, I am dying, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers.
第二十一节，以色列的耶稣说，看哪，我要死了，但神必与你们同在，领你们回到你们父辈之地。
Have you noted in scripture you have the promises of God are good promises.
所以你们注意到呢，在圣经里呢，你有神的那个应许的话，他们都是非常好的应许。
Jacob said, don't leave me in Egypt, take my body back to the promised land.
雅各说呢，不要把我的遗体留在埃及，要把我的遗体带回到应许之地。
And then Jacob says to Joseph, I'm dying, God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers.
所以呢，就是雅各呢对那个约瑟说呢，看到我要死了，但神必与你同在，领你们回到你父辈之地。
And we're not there yet. We'll get there in a couple of chapters. But what happens?
所以我们还没到那里，后面几章我们再会到那里，发生了什么呢？
Joseph says to his people, don't leave me here. When you go back to the land of your fathers, take my body with you.
所以呢，约瑟说呢，死的时候他说不要把我留在这里，当你们回到你父辈之地的时候呢，把我也带回去。
It's amazing to me in scripture how often the instructions given to the father are carried out by the children. The promises made to the father are claimed by the children.
所以这个里面对我来说非常有意思的是呢，就是说在圣经里面，这些父辈给后辈的那样的指示呢，总是要那个那个小一辈的守住父辈的指示。
Remember again, you're responsible to learn the lesson that God taught your spiritual fathers.
所以你要记住呢，就是说是。你要记住神呢通过你的属灵的父亲教导你的事情。
Don't go running around everywhere chasing this, chasing that. Listen to the message you got from your spiritual fathers.
不要呢到处去追求这个追求那个，要听你的属灵的父亲给你的指示。
The Corinthians were guilty of that. They did all kinds of weird things.
因为哥林多人呢，他们在那这个方面是有罪的，他们做了很多奇怪的事情。
And so Paul says when he's correcting them, he says, listen, you've got many teachers, but you've only got one father. I'm your father. Listen to me.
于是他保罗对他们说呢，你们有很多的老师，但是呢，我却是你们属灵的父亲，你们只要听我说。
And then in verse 22, he says, moreover, I have given to you, Joseph, one portion above your brothers, which I took from the hand of the Amorite with my sword and my bow.
第二十二节说，并且我从前用弓用刀从亚摩利人手下夺的那块地，我都给你，使你比众弟兄多得一份。Now
you'll remember that Jacob didn't own a lot of land in Israel.
所以你呢，大家知道呢，雅各呢在那个以色列那片土地上并没有拥有多大的土地。
But he did own a little land that he had taken from the hand of the Amorite.
但他呢，真的拥有一片土地，他是从亚摩利人手下夺来的。
And it looks here that he took from them, he gave that land to Jacob.
所以呢，这里呢，看起来呢，他把那块土地呢，给了约瑟。
And some believe that that land could even have been the land where Jacob's well was, where he had the conversation with the woman of Samaria, and he told her about the fact that he was the water of life.
这个里面呢，有些人说呢，这可能是有那一片土地，那片土地呢，当时呢，主耶稣在那个井边去告诉那个人妇人关于生命的。So
that's the end of chapter 48.
这是第48章的结尾。What's
chapter 48 all about?
48章讲的什么？
It's about the dying and the death of Jacob.
是讲到的那个雅各的他的死和死亡。What's
chapter 49 all about?
那49节讲的什么？
It's about the dying and the death of Jacob.
是讲到的那就是雅各的死和快死。What's
chapter 50 all about?
那么第55章讲的什么？
Well, it's about the dying and the death of Jacob.
也是讲的雅各和那个他的死和快死。
Is it important how you die?
你怎样用什么方法死是重要的吗？
Yeah, make sure that you die well.
所以呢，就是说是要确保你能善终。
We only had one mother and one father, as you can imagine. But frankly, they died well.
因为就是说我们只有一个父一个母，但是呢，你可以去想象他们呢是善终的。
And Norma and I have very fond memories of the last days of our parents' lives.
那Norma跟我呢，就是没有多少我父母死的最后的日子的记忆。
Some people don't die very well.
有些人呢，他们的死的不好看。I'm
praying that Norma and I will die well.
所以呢，我就祷告Norma跟我呢会善终的。
We don't want somebody to have to say we're gonna. We'll leave that out. Just forget the last few days. They were bad. Forget those. We don't want that. We like the best days to be good too.
我们不想的就是有些人说了啊，他们最后的那一日子太糟了，我不想记得，忘了吧，忘了吧。所以我们不想出现那种情况，我们想善终。Chapter
49.
第49章.
Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days."
第49章第一节说，雅各叫着他的儿子们来说呢，你们都来聚集，我好把你们末后必遇的事告诉你们。God's
book is a book of prophecy.
所以神的这本书呢是关于预言的书。
Jacob it could be argued was one of the greatest fathers that the world has ever known.
因为雅各那就是世界上所认识的父亲中呢，有可能是最伟大的父亲之一。
He had plans for his sons.
他为他的儿子们呢做了计划。
He had prayers for his sons.
他也为他的儿子们祷告。
By the grace of God, the Lord allowed them to become blessings for his sons.
因为借着神的恩典呢，主呢允许他自己成为他儿子们的祝福。
I think he spent a lot of time analyzing his family.
我认为呢，那就是他花了大量的时间去研究他的家人。
He spent a lot of time praying for his family.
他也花大量时间呢，去为他的家人祷告。
It's true that he comes up with the special blessings at the end of his life.
其实这个也是个事实，他在他人生的终结的时候呢，成为他的家人的特别的祝福。
But I believe a lot of these thoughts that we're going to read about in Genesis 49 were in Jacob's mind for a long time as he watched his son.
因为我相信在我们第创世纪第49章里读到的这些所有的大量的想法呢，在雅各的大脑里呢，就可能已经思考了很久。当他观察他的儿子们的时候，
The thrilling thing is he had blessings for almost all his son.
其实这个感到那个惊奇的事情呢，是呢，他对他所有的儿子都祝福了。
So, Verse 2 says, gather together and hear you, sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father.
第二节说呢，雅各的儿子们，你们要聚集而听，要听你们父亲以色列的话。
Again, the delightful choice of the names of Jacob in verse 2.
因为就是在再一次呢，就是说是在第二节里呢，他的名字又被选择做雅各。
Your sons of Jacob, but I want you to listen to Israel, your father. I've got a lot more wisdom for you now than when you were born. I want you to listen to the wisdom I've got now, because when you were born, I didn't have all this wisdom.
因为雅各的儿子们，你们要听你父亲以色列的话。 就是现在，我要你们现在呢，就是在你们还没出生，在你们刚出生之前，我还没有这么多智慧。那么现在呢，你们到这个时候，我有这么多智慧要跟你们讲话，你们要听我说。And so
he starts with the eldest. You are my firstborn, Reuben. You, my might and the beginning of my strength. You're the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power.
所以他从最年长的开始，他说：“牛鞭呐，你是我的长子，我的能力又是我的力量的开始，尊荣超重，权力超重。”Unstable
as water, you shall not excel.
所以但你易变如水，必不超重。Wow, wow,
that's a blessing.
这是个祝福吗？
Why would he say such a thing of his eldest son?
为什么对他那个长子说这些话呢？
He said, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch.
所以他说呢，因为你上了你父亲的床，污秽了他，他上了我的榻。
And you remember that Jacob had four wives.
你得记得雅各呢，有四个妻子。
And Reuben got involved with one of those other women, his father's wives.
因为刘辩呢，就是跟他的那个女人，就是他父亲的其中的一个妻子有染。
God says that's sin.
神说那是罪。
We live in a terrible world.
我们住在一个可怕的世界。
All kinds of evil goes on in our world.
这世界上充满了所有的邪恶。
Jacob said, I've got 12 sons.
雅各说：“我有12个儿子。”
My eldest son, the one who should have been the example for them all.
所以长子，这一个长子呢，本来应该成为所有的其他的儿子的榜样。
The one who should have inherited twice as much as the others.
所以呢，其中一个呢，本来是应该呢，就是承受双倍的产业，比其他的人。
He will not excel.
他呢不会超重。
Why?
为什么？
Because of sin.
因为他的罪。
Don't sin.
不要犯罪。
Run away from sin.
要逃离罪。
What did Reuben do?
那么牛便做了什么呢？
Reuben said, I'll spend some time with you.
所以牛便说呢，我要和你一起待一段时间。
What did Joseph do?
那么约瑟做了什么呢？
He left his coat and he ran.
所以呢，约瑟呢，丢下他的外套跑了。
Don't play with sin.
不要去玩弄罪。
So, let's see. That's the first story. Of him it was said, unstable as water.
所以这是第一件事情。他说呢，西面呢，就是说易变如水。
Character of Reuben was, what are the circumstances? I can go this way, I can go this way, I'll go back and forth, just like water. Which way are the waves coming from?
第一个里面的那柳边说呢，我的人生呢，我想走这个方向。
Well, they come from here today and there tomorrow.
这个方向，我想这个方向，也像水一样，这边滚，那边滚。那么说波浪从哪边来的呢？它是从想来哪里来就哪里来。
Don't be like that.
别像那样。
Make sure that you're the same God-fearing person today as you are tomorrow and yesterday. Don't be unstable. Don't flirt with sin. Run away.
这里面呢，就是你要确保你昨天、今天还有明天呢，都是神希望你成为的那样的人，所以不要像水一样易变，也不要去玩弄罪。
All right, well, that's where we are. We're going to learn a lot about character as we go through the rest of these stories.
所以呢，我们就是今天就停在这里。当我们读到故事的其他的部分呢，我们会读到很多的关于品格的事情。
Lord, we thank you for this good man, Jacob.
主啊，我们要感谢这个好人雅各。
He made a lot of mistakes as he was living.
所以他活着时候呢，就是说是犯了大量的错。
But he died well.
但他却有善终。
Lord, we pray that you will teach us now so that we may also die well.
主啊，我们祷告呢，就是说是求您现在就教导我们，让我们的所有的人都会善终。
We would like to be stronger.At the time of our death, then at the time of our life.
所以我们想要在我们要死的时候呢，我们要比我们在还活着的时候还要强壮。
And so, Lord, may we be in our death both exemplary and wise.
所以呢，主要要愿我们每个人的死呢，都是会成为一个榜样和明智的。
And so we ask you for all of these things now. We ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们祈求您呢，为了这所有的事情，祈求您，我们的祷告祈求呢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Help each of us, we pray.
帮助我们每一个人，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.